This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. My guest today in the studio is singer-songwriter Riley Walker, whose newest record is called Sings That Have Been Sung. RileyWalker.com is the website. Riley, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio. Thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here.
You have been a very busy guy over the last couple of years. 3 records in 3 years. That's a big splash right out of the gate. Why so much music so quickly?
I don't really have a lot else to do with my time.
Is that it, really?
Yeah, I mean, what else am I going to do? I like to hang out and make music with my friends, so it's always a joy. It's easy to put them out if you're having a good time, I guess.
Both in terms of the music that you create, but also the music that I understand you like to listen to, 60s and 70s folk music is a big draw. How did you first, and when did you first discover that, and how did it just make that first connection for you?
I guess sometime in my delinquent teenage years, just record collecting, you know, you discover pizza and you just want to try different pizza after that, you know, discover some cool records, you just want to keep digging. So I guess that's the music that kind of I latched onto the most.
Please explain to me Sings That Have Been Sung. Like, are you just trying to mess with us so that we don't say it right on the radio, or what is the significance of the title?
No, there's no conspiracy against the kind people in broadcasting. I think improper syntax is just kind of funny and poetic in its weird way. It's kind of like found poetry, like improper English. It's kind of its own language, which I really enjoy it.
You have talked about this record stretching out in new and different ways, and you had described it almost like something like a Coltrane record.
Well, I hate to compare myself to John Coltrane because he's God and I'm just some plebeian. But, you know, definitely those movements of spiritual kind of space and a lot of grooviness and a lot of sort of heavy tunes are big inspiration.
A lot of your tunes have that kind of a groove to start out where it's open-ended and you're not really sure when the song proper is going to launch, right? There's that sort of repetitive guitar line at the beginning that just sets a mood and a feeling before you start to play. I would imagine that that is even magnified when you're live on stage at a gig.
Yeah, we definitely freak out live on stage. There's kind of a set rule that no show can be the same. So we always try to make things pretty weird.
Well, let's hear something. What do you want to play first for us today?
Let's play some new songs for right now. And it doesn't have a title. Then I hang you out to dry. When I lead a life on the line, oh my brother, I wish I could confide. And the clock ain't even hit 9. down the alley for a smoke. The same one where I found you riding. And the jester gets away with nothing. And he's still somehow funny without a joke. So hard I cried, and come forth you kings of clean conscience, in the vague servants are on the rise, though my sister I wish I tried. Hang you out to dry when I lean a life on the line. Oh, my mother, I wish I tried. And the clock ain't even hit nine.
That is Riley Walker live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Brand new tune for us, not even named yet. The newest record is called Sings That Have Been Sung. RileyWalker.com is the web address to learn about Riley and his music. You are originally from Illinois, right? But not Chicago.
Yeah, Rockford, Illinois.
How far is that away?
70 miles or something like that.
So Chicago's a big influence, I would imagine. The music scene of Chicago?
Yeah, well, that's my reality, and that's all I got. You know, Chicago's a really influential place for sure.
You had a bunch of players on your last record, Primrose Green. Your bandmates were from, I don't know if all of them were, but some of them were drawn from the free jazz community, jazz players.
Yeah, most definitely. That's kind of my crew of friends, you know. Lucky enough to hang out with a bunch of jazz bones who are always willing to make the music more adventurous and better. I'm real lucky.
Are you able to hang with them when they start to get a little outside?
Yeah, I mean, we have our own kind of language. I would definitely not call myself a jazz player at all, though. But, you know, getting far out, that's universal truth, I guess.
Would you be a jazz player if you weren't doing this?
Probably not.
No?
Be a petty criminal.
You have talked about this new record, Sings That Have Been Sung, as your most Chicago-sounding record. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, the bleak winter, you know, it's kind of made during that time, so that could definitely put you in a headspace to make a record.
A lot of time spent indoors.
Lots of time spent indoors.
You've also talked about how your songwriting has changed a little bit since this last record. I mean, we've had three of them, as I mentioned, over the last 3 years. The first one that we became familiar with was All Kinds of You, and then Primrose Green had that beautiful title track on it. But you have talked about how your songwriting has started to grow beyond writing about nature and trees, and more about just everyday experiences, life on the road. Is that becoming easier the more you are out on tour experiencing new things, as opposed to being holed up in Chicago?
Well, yeah, you know, it's literally the only thing I do, so it's kind of the only subject matter that I enjoy getting out of my system. You know, I put too much into it, traveling so much, it's good to get some of it out.
Do you start to get antsy when you're pent up in a place too long?
Yeah, I hate being home. I like to travel. I like staying busy. You know, it just comes down to like, I just enjoy staying busy. You know, it's like I have some call to the wild or something. You know? I really enjoy staying busy.
Do you get different inspiration in different locations when you travel around? I mean, if you're in the Southwest, do the songs that pop into your head start to take on a little bit of that Southwest sound or vice versa when you're elsewhere?
Well, yeah, the environment definitely finds its way into any sort of artwork. I mean, I certainly feel different about where we are right now as opposed to, you know, I don't know, Gary, Indiana or something, you know. So, yeah, environment definitely plays a role in what happens.
Well, the new record is beautiful, Sings That Have Been Sung, and really interesting, too. So thank you for creating that and sending one our way. Riley Walker is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. RileyWalker.com is his web address. Sings That Have Been Sung, the title, the curious title of the new record. Will you play us another?
Absolutely, fruitly. My friend was a midnight rider. Then I was a temporary hire, with no mandolin to hold to my chest. And I guess it worked out for the best. And I heard ever since you crossed state lines, found your dream job. My friend Joy wrote a song for me. She was singing it in my room. She said you can play it anytime you like, but if you tell the neighbors it's my tune. And I heard ever since you crossed state lines, old man was sending you money. Ever since you crossed state lines, everybody was getting postcards. A distance. Well, that's kind of nice, cause I like it here. Then I was the great and undecided. I'm holding a candle where the light is.
That is Riley Walker live today on Jefferson Public Radio. His newest record is called Sings That Have Been Sung. Information at RileyWalker.com. In a recent interview, you've actually talked about how you didn't like the way Primrose Green came out all that much. I love it. I think it's got a tremendous collection of tunes on it, but what didn't you like about it?
Well, it's a fine record. You know, it's just for the people anymore. I don't listen to it, I guess.
But you don't really listen to your stuff at all, though, right?
No, if you listen to your own music, you're a psycho.
But you do listen to a lot of music, I gather.
Sure.
I mean, when asked about, you know, people that you like, people that influence you, the list just is scattershot. Lots and lots of names fly out. How much time do you spend listening to music just over the course of a week?
I mean, that's my week, you know. I'm not playing music, I'm always listening to it, or, you know, trying to get my brain to not stop, you know, just trying to keep it full of jams, you know, to put it in layman's terms. I love music. It's all I do.
Is that the way your brain generally works? If you're not busy doing something, it starts to fill up with musical thoughts?
Yeah, usually, you know, I'm always thinking about tunes.
Hmm. Well, records, you know, provide a sense of structure, both for the tunes, and it's also a snapshot in time. I get the sense that when you're out on tour, or even at home, the music you make or the ideas you try to craft aren't particularly confined to structure. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you know, it's just a big jigsaw puzzle, you know, like a big old bowl of fruit. And, you know, you find pieces of the orange and the banana and the grape, but then you put those together and holy mother, you got a nice big bowl of fruit right there in a jigsaw puzzle. And then you destroy it and you put it back in the closet and you never look at it again.
You said you don't really like to be home much. Where is the most comfortable place for you to be? Is it on stage?
No, stage is not that comfortable after a couple hours. It's kind of annoying.
For what reason?
Oh, I mean, I love playing music, but, you know, I can't. I mean, I like being off stage too, you know. You got to know the cold to know the hot, you know, and vice versa. I don't know. I just like traveling. I don't really particularly like sitting in a van, but I like having a destination always. I like having an itinerary. I like a month to be set up for me, you know. Mm. It's just about getting to the next gig. The home is the next gig, you know.
Earlier in this last year, you also released a completely instrumental record.
Yeah.
Where did that idea come from?
Well, I mean, I was doing instrumental records before I did kind of song records, you know, just kind of off-the-cuff experiments with I mean, like I said, I have so many good friends in Chicago. I'm real lucky in that sense. So we just constantly jamming and improvising with some Chicago friends, and when it works, somebody wants to put it out, more than happy to do it.
Is your guitar playing much different on those records than it is on the stuff that we know?
So if you go way back, you know, it's kind of some weird, more noisy, abstract things, but I mean, I'm not just one broad stroke, or I don't want to be one kind of broad stroke in guitar. It's like, you know, finger picking, dumpy, lumpy white guys singing sad songs, you know, and I have so many different things I enjoy doing.
I would imagine that based on the pace with which you have released records, that you are already well on the way to your next. Is that true?
Yeah, there's truth to that. Working on the next one right now. I don't know when or what it'll be, but it's little seedlings right now that'll hopefully blossom into a nice big tree you can put a swing on.
Riley Walker is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest release is called Sings That Have Been Sung. You can find information at rileywalker.com. Well, will you play us one last tune?
I'm more than happy to. This is a song called Shaking Like the Others. I believe that I have shaken like the others, and you're such a long lost brotherhood. You had my smile, and I was thinking maybe we'd change one another. Baby with a Bible in your hand. Time to lay down that I was crazy for my lover. And yet he hung down to his side. And I was thinking maybe we can get under the cover. Baby singing me soft to sleep. I don't even know why I come around. Everybody here, they drink piss anyway. And I was thinking maybe we can get away from the others. They be following me close behind me. What a right time to leave. And I was shaking like the others. And he said, your long lost brother, he had my smile. And I was thinking maybe we could change one another. Maybe following me close behind.
That is Riley Walker live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Sings That Have Been Sung. Information at RileyWalker.com. Riley, it's been nice to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
My divine pleasure.